Talking to Bobby Bedbug, they're really bugging, part of Wicked Tuna Outer Banks kicking off on Sunday. Bobby, I mean, there's some great captains in the Oregon Inlet Fleet, as well as the Hatteras Fleet and throughout the area. Do you think you have earned their respect?
It's funny because, you know, they still call me Yankee, even though I'm living down here in Morehead City, North Carolina. So I actually learned the question the other day. They said, I'm not a Yankee, I'm a damn Yankee. And they say the difference is a Yankee goes home and a damn Yankee stays, you know. So I think it's become a term of endearment. Yeah, I know I've earned their respect, but I just don't know if they like to verbalize that publicly.
Now, I will say this. My brother actually fished with your mate, Drew, a few years ago, and Drew was captaining the boat. You know what happened, Bobby?
Well, I'm afraid to ask.
They broke down.
Yeah, that's what we do. So, you know what's funny? It's funny that you bring that up. So, you know, one of the things that we do here in the Outer Banks on Wiki Tuna is you compete, but your boat takes a beating, okay? And I always say, I mean, with maybe the exception of the Offshore Outlaws, we have the lowest budget operation in the fleet. You know, we literally keep things together with, you know, hose clamps and duct tape, and we do the best we can, you know. So when we're out there trying to make a paycheck, some people think that's a little bit, you know, exaggerated for TV. It's not. I mean, we're literally trying to make a paycheck. So Drew is the same way. I mean, his boat, which he runs, is falling apart. And we just got to keep on keeping on.
Oh, man, we've been chatting with Bobby Bedbug, the really bugging, competing for Wicked Tuna Outer Banks National Geographic Channel, kicking off on Sunday. Well, Bobby, thanks so much for dropping by.
Hey, listen, it was my pleasure, but don't forget to tune in because this may be the most epic season yet.